Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It is good to have you with us as we begin with a little unfinished business left over from Friday. As you might remember, we have been playing detective, solving what often appear on a surface-level reading of Genesis to be mysteries. In reality, these are not mysteries at all, but I have chosen to treat them as such so that I can guide us through the scriptures to solve them. That way, when you come upon them in your own reading of the text, you have answers. And when someone else reading in Genesis says, "Hey, this doesn't make sense. This is an error. Here is a contradiction in the Bible," you are equipped to show, to demonstrate, to walk them through why it is not an error or a contradiction. And most often, the reason why Christians are not ready to answer the skeptics when they pose what they perceive to be errors and contradictions in the text, the reason we have no answer is because we have not taken the time to do our own work in the passages in question. Whereas if we would read the Bible carefully and pause when we have a question, when something does not make sense to us, and then if we would explore solutions to such mysteries or answers to such problems from within the Bible itself, we will have clarity around what God means by what God says, and we can answer others. So this is what I am praying will happen as we deal with these two mysteries. We will solve them, yes, but perhaps even more importantly, we will together do the work in solving them. It is like in math, which we have needed to solve the first mystery. When I studied algebra, for example, my math teacher, Mr. Watts, always wanted to see how I came to my answer. I had to show my work. Well, by God's grace, I have attempted to show you my work in the Bible in Genesis 11, 12, and Acts 7. And here is the conclusion. Just as Genesis says, Abram's father, Terah, died at the age of 205. And when he died, his son Abram was the age of 75. But interpreting Genesis 11, verse 26 correctly, when Terah was 70 years old, the first son born to him was not Abram. Another way to say this is, Terah was not 70 when Abram was born. Terah was older than that. And last week I showed you exactly how I came to this solution to the mystery. Now, if you are just joining us today and you missed last week's broadcast and podcast, about now you are scratching your head thinking, huh? What? Well, no worries, as they say in Australia. If you will hop online and visit the God Is website, you can get caught up on last week's content by listening to each day's free podcast. The website is godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. I invite you to please check out the website and the podcast and tell others about this. Set what will be said today in context by listening to the content from weeks prior. Mondays are a good day for me to remind you of this. By the way, if you have any questions or any problems whatsoever getting the God Is podcast, you can always write to me. By email, it's mark@godisministry.org. And by regular mail, it's God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And my name is spelled with a K, M-A-R-K. Occasionally, another Mark will spell his name with a C, so that's why I clarify. It's M-A-R-K for me. Okay. Having said that, then, let me get back to something I said just at the end when we were together on Friday. Here's one thing that even I have to admit does not quite fit my solution. And here that is. In Genesis chapter 17 and verse 17, this was Abram's reaction when God told him that he would have a son with his wife Sarah. when Abram was 100 years old. I'm reading Genesis 17, verse 17. Then Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said in his heart, "Will a child be born to a man 100 years old? And will Sarah, who is 90 years old, bear a child?" Here's the thing. If, as I have proposed, Terah was older than 70 when Abraham was born, then why would Abraham fall on his face and laugh and find it unbelievable when God said that he, at 100 years old, will be a father? Abraham, who must have known how old Terah was when he was born, would not naturally marvel at becoming a dad at 100, since his own father was older than 70 when Abraham was born. Hey, at least I am honest, right? I admit it. The surprise Abraham shows God in Genesis 17, verse 17, does not fit easily the way I have solved the mystery of the ages of Terah and Abraham from earlier in Genesis. Well, to this I say, ask any detective, real or a character in your book or on TV, if there isn't sometimes a piece that doesn't quite fit, but isn't enough to make the solution a wrong one. And what they'll tell you is that in any good mystery, there is something that leaves us curious. And that is true here. Nevertheless, I am going with this solution, friends. And I shelter behind the words of the theologian Martin Luther, who said that he would be exceedingly grateful if a man was sufficiently clever to offer the solution. I freely admit, I am not that man. That being said, I have done my detective work, and I'm going with what seems most likely. Have you done your detective work, and do you have a different solution to propose? If so, you have the email and mailing addresses. Write to me with your solutions. Seriously, I would love to hear them. mark@godisministry.org and God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. That is case closed on the first mystery. Now, what about the second? The second mystery has two questions to it. The first is a where question, and the second is a why question. We will deal with the where question first and the why question second. And the answer to both questions is related to solving our mystery. All right, let's get started with the where question, and for that I need to read Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you." This is the word of God to Abram, and the question is, where was Abram when he heard God say this to him? Where was Abram when God said, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you"? Was Abram in the city of Haran, or was Abram in the city of Ur? Genesis chapter 11, verse 31, together with Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, indicates that Abram was in Haran when God called him. But Acts chapter 7, verses 2 through 4 says Abram was in Ur when God called him. Let me read those texts, and you can follow along in your Bible. I'm reading Genesis 11, verse 31, together with Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Terah took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran his grandson, and Sarai his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans in order to enter the land of Canaan. And they went as far as Haran and settled there. Now Genesis 12, verse 1 again. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you." In the original text, there is no chapter break between Genesis chapters 11 and 12. That break was introduced later. So when we read these verses together with no break, this indicates that at Haran, where Abram and his family settled, the Lord said, God spoke to Abram. But again, in this second mystery, as with the first, we have to bring in Stephen's words in Acts chapter 7, verses 2 through 4. We are already, it's hard to say, we are already, there it is, we are already familiar with this, but I'll read the text again now to refresh our Monday memories. Acts 7, beginning in verse 2. Stephen said, Hear me, brethren and fathers. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he lived in Haran and said to him, Leave your country and your relatives and come into the land that I will show you. Then he left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran. Ah, there we heard Stephen clearly say that the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham before Abraham lived in Haran. Before Abraham lived in Haran. Stephen then quotes Genesis 12 and the Word of God, and in verse 4 says, Then Abraham left the land of the Chaldeans and settled in Haran. So according to Stephen, where was Abram? His name later changed to Abraham. Where was Abram when God called out to him, when God commanded him? Abram was in Ur of the Chaldeans. That's what Stephen says. This is a bit of a mystery, eh? As our Canadian friends often end sentences. Earlier we took a phrase from the Australians, and now one from the Canucks. So how do we answer this where question? Well, if you will come on back tomorrow, we'll take up the question and we will answer it right here together on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.